WJOL. We have an Oscars gala coming up. Oh, it's going to be a big night. It has nothing to do with the movies that I'm trying to get through all 10 of them. I'm four in, and I'm bored with some of the other ones already. More on that later. We'd like to welcome into our WJOL studios the Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. The vision of Forget Me Not is for every animal to have a loving home, forever home, free of abuse, neglect, and ignorance. Joining us live in our WJOL studios from Manhattan, it's Angela Borelli. Hello, Angela. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for coming in. Jennifer Reed is here from Joliet. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. How are
you? And I'm fine. Thanks. And Ben O'Malley from Joliet is here as well. Hi, Ben.
Hello there.
Thanks for coming in, all three of you. We appreciate that. And then Jenny Moore is down here as well. She's the producer behind the scenes. So, Angela, I'm going to start with you before we get into the big event, and then Jennifer's going to share her fostering experience with all of you. Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. There's your chance to tell everybody how awesome it is.
Oh, sure, yeah. So, in 2017, me and a partner, a couple of partners, started Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. There's a lot of rescues, but not a lot down south. So, we started up primarily as a dog rescue, and then we grew to, as more and more people sign up, we grew into a cat rescue. Now we're a full-blown dog cat rescue. We're still small. We have about 50 some fosters at a time, changing, you know, whatever. But our mission has always been the same, to rescue as responsibly as possible and help pull from our local shelters and make sure these animals get a second chance, but also that second chance be a great forever home for them.
What motivated you? You said you and your friend started up a couple of years ago. What motivated you to start this up?
So I've always loved animals since I was 3 years old. I wanted to be a veterinarian. But more so it turned into, I just want to literally save their life. And I used to take in animals all the time. And, you know, dogs had became one of my primary focuses. Mm-hmm. And I actually wanted to continue adopting dogs. But when you have five dogs, you have to, stop. So I started fostering, and I realized how much I loved fostering. So I decided, why not do your own thing and save as many as you possibly can and do the most rewarding experience that you can ever do in your life.
All volunteers, right?
Yep, all volunteers. Nobody gets paid. Everybody works their butt off to make this rescue work.
And you survive 100% on?
Public donations.
There you go, public donations. That's just nonstop. I mean, you have to constantly be out there looking.
Yeah, so you always have to have people that ask, and it's always I hate asking, if you're rejection, but that's the way to get them out there, and even if you do adoptions or something, people see them, and they're like, hey, it takes a lot of money. I mean, bags of food now are $80 a pop.
Ugh.
So yeah, it's, and medical, don't even get me started. It's constantly rising. So, we definitely have to, we need that donation to pay for these bills. Otherwise, we can't save them anymore.
Because you do have trainers, you have vets, you have transporters, investigators to make sure when you send somebody to a new home, they need to take care of that animal.
Yeah, correct. And everybody is important in making this work.
I know. So let's talk about the foster program. And then, Ben, we're going to tee it up for you, buddy, to let everybody know about the gala that's coming up. So Jennifer is here, Jennifer Reed. How long have you been a foster with Forget Me Not?
I just hit a year with them, actually.
Okay. All right. So it's been a year. What motivated you to jump on board?
I kind of similar to her. I've always loved animals. I've always taken in animals. I took in a litter of kittens 17 years ago and kept one of them and found homes for the other. During the pandemic, I had stopped doing Uber for a while, and then I decided to foster. I fostered with another place, and then stopped fostering with them, and then started fostering with, found Forget Me Not, and then started fostering with them.
So are you also, Angel, looking for foster homes?
Always.
Always.
100% all the
Okay.
time.
So talk about it, Jennifer. What does it entail?
Fostering an animal?
Mm-hmm.
When we take in an animal, if it's not been in the rescue itself already, we do a 2 week isolation period where we make sure that they're healthy,
mm-hmm.
and slowly introduce them to the other animals in the home. Most of us have other animals in the home.
Sure.
So, you always got to make sure everybody's getting along and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're fed, making sure their medical's on top if there's any issues, getting them to the vet. Sometimes I help out with transportation. If somebody can't get somebody to a vet, then, do that kind of thing.
That's rewarding, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially when they find a home.
Yeah.
The first foster I had through them, I actually kept him.
I'm not letting this one go.
Yeah, he's an absolute sweetheart, but he loves living with me and the other animals. My current one, I definitely want to find a good home for her.
Sure, that's awesome. Very, very cool. All right, so you've heard about Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. Ben is here now, Ben O'Malley. He is here to talk about the Oscars Gala that you have coming up, Dressed to Impress Hollywood Style. What's going on?
Yes, so we are hosting our third annual fundraising gala, the Oscars, on March 4th from 6 to 10 at Warehouse 109 in Plainfield. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year with dinner, drinks, raffles, and more, and all the proceeds from everything goes to medical for cats and dogs in foster care.
Okay, so what's the night going to look like?
There will be dancing and puppies and dinner, raffles. There's a bar and a DJ.
All right, so you're going to get them there having fun, and you're going to show them the little puppies, right?
Yep.
Brilliant. Good idea. Very good idea. So a full-course dinner is going to be served. Tickets are available. How can people get the tickets, and how much are they?
Find us on Facebook at Forget Me Not Rescue Inc. NFP. It'll be a little dog house, and then tickets are $70 for an adult.
All right, cool. And what is? I don't think I've ever been to Warehouse 109. What's that like?
It's very fun. They have motorcycles up on the wall. It's
nice. It's very fancy. Okay, so we need to dress up then, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. And you will have, I'm guessing as well, Angela, you will have, in all seriousness, some animals there for people to take a look at?
Yeah. So we usually just bring the puppies because it's overwhelming and it's a long time with the music and everything. And plus, I know personally my fosters would eat off the table. So we don't bring our adult dogs. But we have cute little puppies. They're going to be about 8 weeks old. And people love to take pictures with them. And we have gotten interest on them and getting adopted,
nice.
So that's how we get our youngins adopted. But yeah, it's nice. You can bring your canine companion too.
Okay.
To the gala as well.
Oh wow, that's cool. Very, very cool. You mentioned you and your friend started this up. You want to mention her name to make sure she gets her props today?
Oh, Glenda Novak is one of our board members.
Okay, good. So she it was you and her that decided to start doing this, and it's going strong. Well, congratulations. Watch out what you wish for sometimes, right? It's a lot of work.
Exactly, it is.
What do you want to do when you, are you still studying to be a veterinarian?
No, that's a long term. Yeah,
okay,
with a lot of schooling, no.
A lot of schooling.
Yeah.
And very expensive.
Yeah,
well, but you're going to take care of animals the rest of your life, right?
Yeah,
right,
very much.
Good. Angela Borelli, Jennifer Reed, Ben O'Malley, and Jenny, thank you very much. We appreciate you guys stopping by again. This is March 4th. It's going to be at the Warehouse 109 in Plainfield. Go to Facebook and look up Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. You will find it. Look for the one with the little doghouse emblem on it. You look for that. I think it's blue, right?
Blue and yellow.
It's blue and yellow. That's what I thought. I thought I remember seeing that. Guys, thanks for coming in, and keep up the great work for what you're doing for the little ones.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
You bet. 7:52, Monica checks.